when you go down to a smaller area like electoral district, the numbers, relatively speaking, get very small and it makes it more difficult to interpret them. When you're looking at those sort of items like deaths, etc., you need to be looking at least at a county level, depending on the population of the county. But that's only when it starts to make sense. So looking at a very small level, the relatively small numbers skew the data. So if you get 5 deaths this year and next year you get 6 deaths, people say, oh, look, by 20%. But let's say if you looked at the whole county, you'd see that it didn't really make any difference to the statistics. They're unfortunate, but it doesn't mean there's any reason to be concerned.
Maybe the age profile of the residents living in the area should be taken into consideration here as well.
Well, you would, but again, you'd have to look at that on a county basis, because that population changes at a very small level very easily. You know, some people might move on, they might move out, people move in, etc. You've got that mobile population. Even within the same county, people might move from one place to another, so you can't be looking at a too low a level. But if you're looking at a county level, to try and make sense of it, yes, obviously, you're going to look at age profiles, etc.
Would the onset of COVID back a number of years ago, would that be something that in any ways would be linked to these deaths?
Not particularly. I mean, unfortunately, we still have COVID around, but it's not causing the big impact it did. It still does, unfortunately, cause some illness and can, with other underlying illness, cause death. But we're not seeing the great impact we saw before. Having said that, if we get a large number of people ill with the infection, you are going to get bad outcomes in some people. The impact isn't as big as it was during the pandemic, but it's still a reason for people to get their routine COVID and flu vaccinations. Because the fewer people we have sick, the better. And even if people do get sick where they have been vaccinated, they get a less severe illness, and that gives them a better outcome.